Hello and welcome to episode 39 of the Coached by Halls podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. I hit my 5K personal best this morning. Buzzing. I told myself that I wanted to hit a personal best before the end of the year, and it's still November, so go me. So I actually woke up feeling really anxious this morning. Not entirely sure why, but I knew getting up and going for a run would help clear my head and help me massively. So I actually set myself the intention of hitting a distance personal best. So the longest I've run this year is 5K. People do 10Ks, half marathons, marathons, and by the time I have run 5K, the thought of having to do that whole run again to even reach 10K makes me feel ill. No thanks, I'll stick to my 5Ks for now, thank you. So yeah, I actually went out with the intention of doing a distance run, so trying to maybe hit 6 or 7K. My personal best for a 5K is 26 minutes and like 23 seconds or something like that. And I got my phone out and I got it out at 4.5K and I was on 23 minutes. I was like, I can do this here. I can get a personal best. If I go for it now, I could get a personal best. So I did. I went for it. 10 seconds into absolutely legging it, I felt like I was about to die, stopped, started walking. And I gave myself a little pep talk. I was like, no, what are you doing? You can do this. So I just went for it again. And I did it. I got 26 minutes. I think it was like 13 seconds. The second I stopped running, I started retching and I just burst out crying. And I just didn't know what to do with myself. I was retching, I was being sick, I couldn't breathe because I was absolutely knackered. I tried to think what I looked like to another person. I bet they thought, what the heck is she doing? Is she okay? But once I caught my breath back, once I'd had a little cry, I felt amazing. So I must have just channeled that anxiety into the run and I got myself a little personal best. So I think the goal will be to now get sub 26 minutes, maybe before Christmas. I've only got about 3 weeks left until Christmas, so we'll see. Also, Arthur II has arrived in the apartment. So for those of you who don't know, last year my Christmas tree was called Arthur. So it only felt right to name the Christmas tree this year Arthur II. And he is here, he is in our home, and he's gorgeous. I just love Christmas. Anyway, on with today's episode. So today I wanted to talk about hunger levels, because during the winter months, we do tend to feel more hungry. Well, I know I do. Let's be honest. A salad is much more enjoyable when it's sunny and hot outside. In summer, I enjoy a salad most days, but right now, now it's cold, I couldn't think of anything worse. So if you have noticed your hunger levels increased as it's getting colder, here's what might be happening. So you might actually be experiencing, I always think that word sounds wrong, experiencing a real increase in physical hunger. This is due to the physiological changes in our satiety response hormones, which is leptin, and our hunger hormone, which is ghrelin. So it isn't all in your head. You might actually be experiencing a physiological increase in your hunger levels. On the same page as that, serotonin turnover is linked to daylight hours. Now, our mornings and our evenings are darker. And this impacts both eating behaviours and satiety levels due to that increase of hours of darkness. So there are some physiological changes, but to make things even harder, there are some psychological changes. So you might be looking for some comfort from the cold to warm and soothe you through food. Food does a great job at warming us and comforting us. Like I've just said, salads seem not at all appealing right now. When it's warm, we want something wholesome, we want something warm, something like lasagna or cottage pie. I made a cottage pie for the first time last week. Oh my God, it was amazing. I made a huge oven dish full of it. Me and Mariah had some for dinner, and then I had the leftovers all week for lunch. Healthful and satisfying in the cold weather. That's one of my main nutrition tips that I give to clients, actually. Monday evening for dinner, make something that you can make a huge batch load of. So you enjoy it for dinner that night, and then you can just split it into Tupperware and take for your lunch for the rest of the week. And when it's something warm, you're going to really enjoy that for your lunch the rest of the week. Seasonal changes sometimes impact our mental health and changes in our emotions, and that's all very normal. It's not uncommon for us to use food to self-regulate, suppress, or distract ourselves from those feelings. Now, this will happen sometimes. Sometimes you will use food to suppress, distract, self-regulate. But you can't do this all the time, especially if you are on a weight loss journey. It's good to have other tools in the toolbox to use when you are experiencing those emotions, such as going for a walk, talking to a friend, journaling, reading a book, watching your favorite TV show, anything that's going to soothe you or distract you from negative emotions so that you don't always turn to food. Finally, our food environment changes massively. Christmas markets are on. The best markets at the Christmas markets are all food related. Boxes of chocolates are out in our offices. Pumpkin / cinnamon spiced everything seems to be a massive thing this year. Family events, work nights out. We are surrounded by yummy food and drink. Sorry, that just reminded me. I put a post on my Instagram story saying how much the word smashed gives me the ick. I say it all the time. Oh, you smashed that. Let's go smash the week. So I asked my Instagrammers if any words give them the ick, and yummy was one of them. I've just said surrounded by yummy food and drinks, so it just took me back to that. Anyway, where are we? So we are more likely to eat more because of our environment changes. So if you are noticing a change in hunger levels, if you are feeling more hungry, this is very normal. If you're surrounded by yummy foods, the temptation to eat those yummy foods is increased. You feel more hungry for those foods. But do you know what else is very normal? Fluctuations in your body fat percentage. Fluctuations are normal all year round, but even more so in winter. And that's okay. Of course, getting your gym sessions in, getting your steps in, choosing healthful, nutritious foods are super important. But at the same time, so is time with family. So are nights out with friends. And eating foods, just because you enjoy it, you can do that. You are allowed to do that. And if it turns out you loosen the reins a little bit more than you'd like, then you can just tighten them back up. And that's just how life goes. You will always see fluctuations. Some moments, some weekends, sometimes you'll eat a little more than others. And then say in summer, when your appetite reduces a little bit, you'll eat less and you may see your body fat percentage reduce. That's just all a part of life. If, however, you want some help navigating the winter months and you are ready for support with coaching, I've done so well this podcast, I'm not getting my words all jumbled up. I have the availability, there we go, to take on 2 online clients this December to help you navigate the winter months, still work towards your fat loss goal, but still enjoy life at the same time. Thanks so much for listening. Like always, if you have liked the podcast, please feel free to like, share, and review. And I will see you next time. Okay, love you. Bye.